And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to ask Mark Andel to welcome our guest, John Ratzenberger. What a pleasure to have you on American Workers Radio. Mark.
Yes, I'd like to welcome a good friend, and it's an honor to have this gentleman on. He's a workhorse. I met him in Vegas at the National Hardware Retail Show. He's a know-it-all man from Cheers, knew all the answers. He started on the Travel Channel's Made in America TV series. He started as a carpenter, so he knows what it is to work with his hand. He's dedicated to fixing America like we are. He just gets it. I've also hooked with John on a new project, which I think I'm wearing him down a little bit. But let's welcome John Ratzenberger. John, how you doing?
You can't wear me down, Mark. It's going to take a lot more than this. No, I enjoy, right now I'm driving through the South. As a matter of fact, right now I'm in NBC Studios in Atlanta. And, you know, doing appearances and talking about your efforts up there, the Made in America store and the gift boxes that we put together that people can go to madeinamericastore.com. And purchase and send to their loved ones. I mean, that, you know, they can even send it to people they don't like. But all the products are 100% made in America, as you well know.
Yeah, John, talk about our project together and, you know, how you believe in the skilled worker shortage. And you and me both know it's a 30-year mistake. But, you know, talk about the gift box project and why it does matter and how many people it touches by putting these products in.
Well, yeah, when you put everything together, all the products in that box represents thousands of jobs. And as I explained to people too, I said, if you don't buy American-made products, your taxes go up because you put some company out of business. That company used to pay taxes into the local city hall that pays for your police, your schools, your fire department. And now that company's not there because you think you're getting a cheaper product from China, well, your taxes just went up, pal. So that cheap product you thought you got $4 cheaper is now actually $10 more expensive. And people are starting to understand that. People are starting to get it. So the message is getting out there. And people are responding.
You know, John, I loved, you've been on the East Coast. A lot of the listeners don't know how much time you put into this project with me and how much you spend in the East Coast and in the West Coast. In California, I loved what you had said about the pollution. Can you talk about that, how it's coming from and how the environmentalists that support it, really it's affecting them when they buy products?
Yeah. Well, it's what happened is that the thing that always struck me as a grand irony is that, China, India, Mexico, they have no restrictions on pollution. So they pour chemicals into the rivers and the lakes and the ocean and pump pollutants into the air through the smokestacks. And because of the air currents, the ocean currents, all those pollutants end up right on the coast of California. So one-third of all of California's air pollution comes from China. And it was always the irony to me is people, supporting air, cleaner air and all that stuff. And what happened is that, they're actually causing it by buying products in China. So if you're concerned about cleaner air, cleaner water, buy American.
Absolutely. You know, another thing, go back to when you started as a carpenter, and I always said I'm a steel guy, and you said, hey, you build things that people live in. I love that, your carpenter skills. But, talk about this skilled worker shortage and what, how you started and where you came from.
Well, I was, I grew up in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which is a factory town. And so when you're growing up, as a kid, the world that you live in, and that's your world, and that's where you learn from. That's through osmosis. You just absorb things. And everybody I knew how to make something or put something together or fix something. And so it was really an advantage to me to grow up in an atmosphere like that because I picked up skills along the way. And, when I was 14, I was already pretty handy. I could build stuff. So I decided I wanted to be a carpenter, and that's kind of when I started. But we're losing that because we canceled shop courses. That's one of the things nationwide 30 years ago, when that Woodstock generation got into power and started doing all this social engineering on us. Well, that's one of the things that happened. They took away shop courses. And so now we've got generations of children growing up without any skills at all. I mean, I was told by the head of an aircraft manufacturing firm that kids getting out of high school go to him for jobs, and they can't even read a ruler, let alone use tools. And I know in your business, Mark, you're facing that, you know, with people who show up for work. And so there's that, and also the perception that working with your hands is a dirty job, that this is something that's, you know, beneath people. They should all go to college. So, you know, our government's done that to us. The media's done that to us. Anytime you see a movie or a TV show and the plumber walks in, well, he's always made fun of. Or a carpenter, he's always trying to get one on over on you. And so the perception to a child growing up watching is like, a case in point is Gomer in the Andy Griffith Show, you know, Mayberry. Here's the guy who's a master mechanic, but they portray him as an idiot. And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
You know, I agree with you, John. I always said, you know, parents and guidance counselors have to make it okay to work with your hands. They can't treat it like you're doing, like you're saying something bad, like doing drugs. You got to give these kids another choice. Talk about a little bit. I love when you say drinking out of the garden hose, and you know, problem solving was okay. I say I went to Mistake University, and I think you did too, John. You know, we learned from our mistakes. But talk about that. It's a different child nowadays.
Well, it's also that reminds me of a famous quote from Winston Churchill, that success comes from going from failure to failure with enthusiasm. You have to fail. You have to put yourself in a position, or your parents do, then you learn from your mistakes. You learn as you do. And back then, too, yeah, we all drank from the same garden hose. We rode around on bicycles that broke, and we fixed them ourselves. But we thought we were outside playing, and what we were actually doing, we were problem-solving. And we were figuring things out, figuring how things happen. And so as adults, we became more capable and self-reliant. And that's what we used to be as a nation. And I always go back to that phrase, self-reliance, because as a nation, absolutely, we have to be self-reliant. Absolutely. Do you really think we're going to succeed or we're going to exist if we have to rely on other countries for our essential goods? And that's where we're headed. So I've been trying to sound the alarm now, like a Polish Paul Revere, you know, around the country now for close to 15 years. Here, folks, you got to wake up. This is important. I love this country, and I hate to see it lost because, you know, we can keep our heads in the sand and think that, you know, it's just a college degree and we're going to be successes. You have to know how to do something. You have to be functional. And it's great, you know, to be a brain surgeon, but you're not going to be doing any brain surgery if there's no plumber to make sure there's hot water for you to wash your hands. And it all comes together. We're all part of the same tapestry. People got to understand that.
And we talked today, I'm up to 6,500 products. We started from 50, and the difference it makes to raise awareness. I mean, that's what we do. We raise awareness. John, I know you also, you've seen the movie, the American-made movie. You met Vincent. You know, and that movie says, it talks about where America was, where we are today, and what we need to do for our children's future. And, you know, how do we go forward and fix this?
Well, speaking of that movie, we're now... you're talking with the, we've got it in the school systems in the state of Georgia. And then just yesterday I had a sit down with the superintendent of schools of one of the neighboring states down here. And they want to do the same thing. So we're trying to get that film into every single school in the country so people understand and you know, they get it. Because that movie goes a long way. And explain the problem and the solutions.
You know, it's funny. You, this our radio panel here, Rich Larkin and Mike, and the American-made movie crew, Clyde and Vincent, and, you know, we all get it. We share love of country, and, you know, everybody challenges me. You can't be as patriotic, Mark. You know, business is about making money, and I say, well, it's about making livelihoods to me. I just think, you know, how do we get more people? To me, it's simple. It's a super simple process. America was made on businesses. It was developed on manufacturing. No good economy can run without a good manufacturing base. You know, we just got to keep this up. But, you know, what do you think of government's involvement here, John?
Well, the problem with the government involvement is that the people that run the government have never had a job. I mean, we have someone right now in the White House who is the toughest job on the planet, and the man's never had a job. The man's never worked at anything. And it's not his fault. It's just the way he was raised. But the people around him, the people in the Congress and the Senate, most of them have never worked at jobs that we're talking about. We're prior to that, you know, back probably, you know, up to World War II and just a little bit after, everybody that came to Washington came from real life. They were farmers, business people, so they came with common sense. They brought common sense to the game. That doesn't exist anymore. I've been to Washington several times talking to different people, and they look at me like I got lobsters flying out of my ears. They just don't get it. They don't get the importance of it. They think in short-term profits, you know, because the stockbrokers demand profits, and the CEO is going to lose his job if there's not profits there every quarter. So that's the problem with Washington, D.C. They just don't get it. So if you talk about shop classes, they just don't understand it. You might as well be speaking Polish to them. They just don't get it. That's why I do what I do, because I know I can't, right now anyway, can't go to the government and expect anyone there. A few of them do. People that come from real life. Like David Perdue. I had a sit down with him today down here in Georgia. Now he's a CEO. He's built businesses. He gets it.
Yeah, and it's important. It's important that they get it. You know, I said America got greedy, selfish, and lazy. We've got to face that fact. Now, I support our veterans a lot too, John. And World War II, when you talk about the World War II, you know, these guys built America. Like you said, it's that drive that they had, and they weren't about their self, you know.
All right, but also, I mean, we're living right now on the infrastructure that was built by our grandparents and parents. Now, people my age, I'm in my 60s. But it was my grandparents and parents that built the water systems, the sewer systems, the electrical grid. And we're still living on that infrastructure, and that's starting to wear down. I mean, the water system in Los Angeles is over 100 years old, and those pipes are breaking because there's not enough people that can fix it. And, you know, we need people to make the pipe and lay the pipe and build the bulldozers and dig the holes. And if we keep denigrating those jobs, folks, you know, you're going to have to grab a bucket and go down to the creek for water. I mean, it's just the way it is.
And people don't realize the spider web effect of one product, like in our, you know, John Ratzenberger gift box we created. One product and how many people it touches. You know, it's just so hard to make people realize, you know, by buying one product, if it's the Slinky, you're helping not only the steel company, the manufacturer of the Slinky, the box, the paper, the glue, the ink, you know, and how many people that's connected to. And that's what I think me and you and, you know, Mike Blehosh here with American Workers Radio is trying to do, raise awareness. And, you know, it's over here, guys. It's just so simple to me.
Yeah, there's nobody immune. I mean, even the reporters that I talk to, they say, well, why is this important? So, well, the people that advertise in your magazine or on your TV show one day will go out of business because they don't have vendors, their costs are too high, and then they don't have money to advertise on your show or in your paper. And then you lose your job. And they look at me like, oh, my God, I had never thought of that. I said, that's what's at stake. The very, you know, life of the United States is at stake. We're not a nation of celebrities. You know, we're not a nation of Kardashians. You know, we actually make things that matter. And once we stop or once we lose the ability, then it's you know, then we're basically our own garage sale.
John, I want to say thank you. This is Michael Blehosh on behalf of Larkin Connolly, Mark Andel, who is a great host. And, of course, I'm sure, John, the Polish part of you, your mom would be very proud of you. Very proud to know that you're doing such a beautiful job to support the country where they immigrated from, Austria and from Poland. I'm really very proud of you, Guy. And we hope to have you on again real soon. Mark Andel?
I'm going to go have some sauerkraut and kolbasi right now.
Bardzo dobrze. Okay.
Jak się masz?
Bardzo dobrze. Dziękuję. Well, from Rich Logis, Mark Andel, and Larkin Connolly, thank you for joining us. We look forward to talking to you again. Have a great Christmas, great New Year. Wesołych Świąt, wszystkiego najlepszego.